He got it done in his first 100 days in office. Gorsuch called himself
outrageously blessed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson at the G7 conference calling out Russia for their involvement in Syrian chemical weapons. He said that Russia is dropping the ball when it comes to taking care of Syria.
It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent.
Meetings of the G7 leaders continue today. More details now leaking about the shooting at an elementary school in San Bernardino, California, that left two adults and one student dead. San Bernardino Police Chief Jer Bhagwan says the shooter had a troubled past.
He does have a criminal history that has to do with weapons charges, domestic violence past, as well as possible drug charges in there as well.
The chief also said the couple had been estranged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is a special episode of Talented People because we're featuring very special presenters and supporters from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce upcoming 7th annual women... Oh, 8th annual, excuse me. I'm looking for the brochure. It's the Women's Summit. But our guest today in studio is Ann Thornton, and she is the CEO and president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling over in Lebanon, New Jersey. She's a superstar. She is one of the most generous women I've ever met. That you'll learn about that again. And part of the reasons that she's here today is because she's sponsoring some of the scholarships for women who wanted to attend or want to attend on the upcoming 25th of April at Hawk Point Golf Club. But let me give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the area this afternoon. Sunny with a high of 84. It is absolutely beautiful out right now. I'm so excited. Got my bug with the top down. Loving it. Hope you get to get out and enjoy it too. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low about 55. Wednesday, chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of 74. mostly clear with a low about 42 on Wednesday night, and then mostly sunny with a high of 63 on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a low around 41 on Thursday night, and then sunny all day with a high of 63 on Friday, then partly cloudy with a low of 41 on Friday night. So it looks like we have some really nice weather coming through the area. I'm going to go to one quick commercial break, and then we're going to start our conversation here on a special episode of Talented People. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It's Tuesday, actually, a special day for Talented People on April 11th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thank you for listening. My guest again in studio today is Ann Thornton. She is the president and CEO of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And she's, again, like I said, she's involved with so many things, but she's so generous. And so welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right. Is this a new microphone?
Yeah. No, look what's happening. They're going to be streaming. Oh, you're going to be able out there to watch talented
people. Oh,
really?
People. Oh,
well, just thank God not today. Right. No, it's kind of funny because that's what's going to be happening is that they're going to be streaming it. Some of the shows are already doing it, actually. But we're here today to talk about the Women's Summit.
Yes, that's upcoming on April 25th. I was going to give you a little background about the Women's Business Forum in general, which started, let me think about this, at least 20 years ago. We've been doing this Women's Leadership Summit for 8 years, but back when we first started, we did other kinds of events. And, you know, it's a committee of the chamber that's kind of takes on its own life depending on who's the leader of it. I was around for the founding of it, with some other people.
Really?
But then I was kind of in and out for a while because I was in a different business in New York for a while. And so then somebody took it over and it became kind of something different. So in the beginning, we were actually doing events. We did some events to inspire local high school girls.
Oh.
And we did some sporting awards because they weren't seeming to get like all the accolades that the boy athletes get.
That
right?
is so interesting.
And we brought in, we had an Olympic gold medal gymnast come in and speak. That was
really?
One was held at Raspberries. This was years ago.
Oh, I remember Raspberries.
Yeah, so we used to do some really different kind of events like that out in the community, which was a lot of fun. And then, I went away, did some other business for a while, and then the leadership group for the Women's Business Forum during the 90s, I guess, really, later 90s, they started to do more smaller training things, which was interesting. You know, really in-depth management training or skills training for your business, et cetera, in smaller groups.
Wow.
And then, you know, 10, 8, 9 years ago, Michelle and some other people, you know, involved in the different groups, started up with the Leadership Summit.
Okay.
So kind of a bigger, you know, event more for like, well, it's kind of like a two-thirds a day event, you know,
right,
where you not only have the networking but also the training. So you get a little bit of both, which
right.
is really great, which I think is an excellent, you know, way to bring women together, because you need that time to
right.
talk and reconnect with people that you don't see for a while, you know, et cetera. So, yeah, the Women's Business Forum and of course, this summit is close to my heart.
And it's such a nice event. Like, last year it was at the Ryland Inn. This year it's at Hawk Point. And people can sign up to register right now, as a matter of fact, online at the 100andchamber.org. I think it's 100/chamber.org.
Dash,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. 100andchamber.org. And then you just click on events. And then April 25th, you can sign up for the 8th Annual Women's Summit. And last year, there was like 150 or so people, maybe more, I don't know. But mm-hmm. it was like anybody who was anybody, and everybody learned so much.
Yeah.
And this year, tell us about what's going on this year.
Sure. The keynote speaker this year is Kathleen McQuiggan. And she is she's a financial expert. And she's a senior consultant to the PAX World Global Fund. It's a women's equality fund. And so she's been a longtime activist for women's issues in business. And boy, don't we need those.
Yes, we do.
Boy, don't we need those. And so she's worked with different fund groups and colleges, et cetera, to, I think, you know, have women invest in other women endeavors, you know. So I think she's going to be really inspirational. And then the opening speaker, so we have a keynote and then we have an opening speaker, who is Assemblywoman Donna Simon, that a lot of course, people in our central New Jersey know. And it's always so great to get a woman politician in. And because, you know, it's everything we do, even though we're business people, really everything we do is some kind of collective, right? We're all trying to make this world a better place. Government,
right.
business, educators, etc. So the more, you know, interconnectedness we can have with our local legislators, et cetera, is a really good thing. By the way, speaking of that, did you see that Leonard Lamps was on the cover of USA Today?
I did not.
This morning, below the fold.
What?
I get that magazine.
Yeah.
Newspaper every day, actually. We just fell in love with it years ago.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I was like, oh, my God, there's Leonard. And it's because he's one of the few Republican assembly people to hold town halls. Most of them are just shying away from it because
right.
of all the crap that's
oh, for sure.
you know, coming down.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. Here
that
it
is.
USA Today.
I can't believe it.
Right.
I can't wait to look it up. I can watch
cover.
It online, you know?
Yeah. So that's a local person.
Wow.
You know, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting because he's, you know.
He's
you
hands
know,
on.
Leonard, he's
yeah.
hands on. He's,
and he's everywhere.
And
yeah.
Donna Simon, too. She's involved in many, many of our groups. So it's great to have her come out and support this women's effort. Want to talk about some of this. And then, of course, we're going to have the lovely Hawk Point Golf Club to be doing this at. If you haven't been there, I mean, it's worth the trip just to see it. It's beautiful. It's a short drive up Route 31 North, and it's really a gorgeous facility.
Rich Cotton was, like, my first boyfriend.
Oh, you did tell me that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love what they're doing there. I love that club. It's
mm-hmm.
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. So I'm
yeah.
excited about it being
too.
Held there.
Looking really forward
yeah.
to it. Again,
yeah.
you can register online. Let's talk for 1 second about mm-hmm. this. It's already 1:13. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes, but tell everybody out there about how to go about registering. Do you know how much it costs offhand?
I want to say
it's somewhere
no,
around like $100.
Yeah, that's less than $100, I
yeah.
think. Oh, the fee is $80 for chamber members and $95 for general admission.
Totally.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, because you get breakfast, lunch, a keynote speaker, an opening speaker, and then 3 breakout sessions to choose from, and I'll talk about those in a sec after the break.
They're, yeah.
That's really where you get down to business.
Right.
Because you can have the interaction with the presenter, and we've got some great ladies.
Well, just to be around all of the amazing women that you could become, like talk about again, like the relationships that women have and how we want to do business with people we know and love and are friends with and have
absolutely.
A referral. So, I mean, you can't go wrong by going there. It's definitely a return on investment immediately seen. But let's run to our break real quick. It's already like 1:14 on April 11th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is a special episode of Talented People. And my guest is Ann Thornton. She's also, by the way, an author. She's got a new book coming out. And she is the CEO and president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And if you watch television, you see her on TV all the time because she does all these great commercials that we love. All right, so stand by. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50 discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This show is Talented People. P.S. I want to let you know, we're featuring like outstanding women's, because we're talking about the Women's Summit that's coming up. It's the 8th annual one at Hawk Point Golf Club on April 25th. And it's like between like 8 and 2, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it's you can register online at the Hunterdon-Chamber.org website. You just click on events, look for the date, April 25th, and register. I also wanted to mention that tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a special Talented People show again from 10 to 11 with some local entrepreneurs that you may have been seeing if you're following us on Facebook and stuff. They're going to talk about their game launch, and they have an event coming up at the YMCA. Steve Califer is going to be presenting, Michelle Sikirka, and the Hunterdon Chamber is sponsoring it along with the YMCA and Productive Play. So they're going to be talking about that tomorrow morning. Again, it's May 12th. You can also sign up for that at the Hunterdon-Chamber.org site, looking on the date and events for May 12th. And then we're going to have a special episode of Raising Conscious Kids tomorrow. With the guests, again, the owners of the launch game, Productive Play, staying through 10 to 11. So if you happen to be listening to the radio and you want to put on your calendar, listen in tomorrow. But back to you right now, our guest, Ann Thornton in studio.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
It's always nice to see you.
So we're talking about the upcoming Women's Business Forum's Leadership Summit, which is our 8th annual. Gosh, I think back to... I have very fond memories of the first one.
Really?
Tell us that. A friend of mine who has a PR agency in New York City, I was telling her about the event, and she had a friend who had worked at the United Nations and had just done all these really interesting women-centric things in her career all over the world. And so she was our first speaker.
Wow.
She came out and spoke to us, and it was really inspirational. She's just telling us about programs for women and young girls around the world, and it was really, really interesting. And I remember she wore this beautiful, like a caftan, like you would see in Africa or somewhere like that. Yeah, yeah, because you could tell she'd been all around the world. So, and that would have been the one that where I started to grow my hair out too. I measure things sometimes related to when you do that, right?
That's
right. I let my hair go straight or whatever.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, you put it together like that. I love it.
Yeah. The way our female minds work.
Yeah.
We've got some great breakout sessions, though, in this leadership summit, which, by the way, has a title. It's entitled Moving Women Forward in Business. And so you might wonder, if that's the title, Moving Women Forward in Business, why do we have a breakout session with Mayor Janice Kovacs from Clinton entitled Community Leadership Roles? And let me tell you why.
Personally,
I think that, and for women in particular, and men too, let's face it, but, we're speaking to a female-centric audience here, is that what you can learn by volunteering and being a part of your community in some kind of leadership role, whether it's on the Board of Education, or it's on the YMCA board, or some other nonprofit board, mm-hmm. or an environmental board, the Feed the Hungry, whatever board it is, Hunters Helping the Hungry, whatever it is, the guy that takes bicycles around the world. The skills that you can learn as a business person are invaluable. I certainly put that to use when I first moved out here. And in my prior career, I had been a teacher and a counselor and had worked at New York Telephone for a couple years before I came to Hunterdon and went into this business with my husband.
And MSI Plumbing.
MSI Plumbing and Remodeling.
Yes.
And one of the first things I did, I always tell this story about the chamber, I'm their biggest cheerleader, but was to get involved in these community groups because I really had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I'd been a school teacher and a counselor. I knew what I was doing there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so happy to see that Janice Kovacs, who is the mayor of Clinton and just a terrific speaker and role model for women.
She came on the radio last week.
I know. I tried to call you guys.
Oh, was it you?
I couldn't figure out how to make it work. I was going to say to somebody, could you make that more on the website? I was trying to call you.
I was picking up the phone and I couldn't hear anyone. I was like, who is calling? It was so funny.
It was me.
No, that's so funny. It's solved. The mystery is solved.
Yeah, yeah. So when you come to the Moving Women Forward in Business conference that the Women's Business Summit is putting on April 25th, you can sign up for Janice's Community Leadership Roles presentation because she will really help you learn how you can take the skills that you learn in that nonprofit world and take that into your corporate world, which is so important because, you've got to be able to be confident, act like the leader, act like the boss, talk like the leader, talk like the boss. And, if you can learn those skills in a comfortable environment and take that back to your own company, whether you're working for somebody else or your own company, they're really valuable skills. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without the volunteer work and the things that I learned.
Tell everybody a little bit about the kinds of committees. I mean, you're all over the place.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of committees.
Chris Beal and Mr. Hunterdon, and I call you Mrs. Hunterdon.
Yeah.
Chris is the president of the chamber, by the way. But you are and I want everybody to know this. I mean,
Chris is my fourth chamber president.
Isn't that you've been here so long?
Yeah, 33 years.
It's amazing. Yeah, and all those relationships that you've made and choices that you have made because of being around for so long and being active. You know these people. You know what you're going to support.
And I didn't walk in here saying, gee, I'm Ann Thornton. Put me on your board of directors. I mean, that was ridiculous. So I volunteered for a committee. I mean, that's how you start. Mm-hmm. I think the very first committee was the education committee because that was my background.
Right.
So I think that was the first one for the chamber that I volunteered for. And I think out of that one is what grew the Women's Business Forum. We started saying, we need
Something
that's set aside that's specifically for interested business women to help
and
us.
Is there an age, like, is it open to any women any age?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because there's so many young leaders now that are.
Oh, I'm so happy to see these young women coming out because they need to hear what we have to say. And we need to hear what they have to say.
Believe me.
Say it
better than that.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it, but
I
haven't been able to say it like that. It is true, because like the millennials and the way that they think and the way that they're going to be leading is so different than the way that we are. And we need them and they need us. And it is true. Like, I mean, it's just the experience, what you have done in your life. I want you to tell everybody about some of the, you know, causes that you do support, because I do want everybody to know that you're here today because you're also sponsoring some scholarships that are available.
Ten scholarships.
You know, how generous, really, Anne.
Well, I'm so happy to do that. As a former educator, you know, that's always closest to my heart. Yeah, so for 8 years, so this year we'll, you know, when we give away the 10th one, we will have given away 80 scholarships over 8 years. And the scholarships, for you listening out there, are for students and nonprofit employees, or you know, any, or if you're looking to get back into the workforce, it can just be that category too. So, and there is an application online as well at hunterdon-chamber.org.
And basically, you go to the application on the website, fill it out. You get it?
I don't have any say.
Really?
In who gets
so the
it.
Chamber
no, no, no.
takes
Some,
a look, makes sure it's making sense criteria wise.
Yes.
And what again is the criteria? Like a person who wants to come,
and
who doesn't want to pay for it because it's
too
expensive for whatever reason, right?
Right, right. I mean,
you're,
a lot of nonprofits
are subsidizing that.
Right,
yeah,
I'm subsidizing
that's
that.
That's so nice.
So that they, you know, these. People,
so students and nonprofits.
Students, nonprofits, or women reentering the workforce, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any idea right now how many sponsorships are left available?
I do not. We would have to ask.
But I do know that they
are,
because that's why
few.
They asked you tonight to come on today and talk about this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, you know, even a high school student who could get a day off high school could come to this. You know, anybody that's looking for inspiration, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, back, you know, about Janice's breakout session, there's nobody who could actually put it into. She said the way she's going to do that presentation is very informal. It's not going to be scripted, and it's kind of like a town hall, like you say.
Yeah.
She wants people to ask questions about it, and then she'll tell
how
people can get engaged.
Oh, she's so good in person.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen her at least.
Oh yeah, and she's got her book coming out, you know, too.
Yeah.
You and her.
Yeah, we're
That's
working on
so
it.
So great.
Okay, the next breakout session is with Maria Simple. And Maria is a, among other things, a LinkedIn, I know, and social media
Maven?
Expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, expert. So her session is called Using Technology to Build Your Personal Brand. And again, for people who, you know, I've been in business a long time. I've seen how we advertise change so much in 33 years, right?
Not bad.
And for anybody who's on the, you know, older end of the business spectrum, if you haven't gotten on board with social media and et cetera, you're really missing not only a big opportunity to promote your own business, but also an opportunity to make sure that your business has the right is getting the right reputation out there. I'm telling you, you have to watch these pages because people will badmouth you.
Absolutely.
And you know, you have to be aware of it.
Have you ever had a situation where you had to
just
overcome?
Once.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I wrote him back because it was completely ridiculous
what
he said.
Thing. Yeah, I have one.
And I just wrote him back.
Did you I don't know if you ever, since we have a little bit of time here, I'm gonna let's get into this a little bit. There's a there's complaint sites, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now listen to this. If you're out there, I'm telling you this from my heart. This is the biggest racket, okay? They have, and I think it actually is complaint site. I think that's the name of it or whatever, but you can look it up. But anyway, what happens is a person that may or may not even have the truth can go onto the site and just post something about your business. And basically, it goes into what, like, I want to call it, like, the void of the universe. Like, there's no one there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one taking it down. You find out about it because it comes up, you know, when you do your Google search alert or whatever. You find out about it. You go and look at it. The minute you go look at it, you're actually lifting it back up again. So, like, when you send it to your friends and you send it to your people, go, can you believe that this is, all you're doing is helping them ruin you.
Right.
And then It's a pay-to-play thing, right? So then the only way you can get it down...
Is to pay them
or to have a court order or to ask the person who said something nasty about you to go and take it down, which is not going to happen, right? Oh, Colleen and I, we've walked around wanting to promote this forever because it's such a racket. And basically, it's pay-to-play. You pay me $500, I'll take it
down.
That's
not right.
That's not
and
right.
And that's what's happening.
There's so many rules that need to be made up around this that haven't been made up yet.
Yeah, right. You know. And like you said, your incident wasn't even true. I have three customers of ours that have come along throughout, you know, in the last, say, 2 years. Same thing happened. Mm-hmm. Just one bad apple. And it's like, you just have, you have to, you go to a, go to a presentation like this breakout session because there are strategies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the first one I'm telling as a tip out there is don't click on it ever again.
Yeah.
Ban yourself and everybody from it. Yeah. Then go and promote other things around it.
Right.
I'm fascinated by those kinds of breakout sessions because you cannot learn enough. Every day it's changing.
Oh, absolutely. And social media, I mean, it's really changed and enhanced my business very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to stay really on top of it because it's important.
Right.
Super important.
And you can reach anybody, not only like you said about the branding of your company and the way that people advertise, it is the only way of the future. Like you were talking about USA Today paper, and I'm thinking about the kids who don't even ever get papers. They're only online.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being into that, like, you know, succession, you know, planning and sustainability and everything about it, you know, you have to know what's going on.
That's one of the reasons I'm excited about the possibility of my daughter and son-in-law coming into my business in the next year or two.
Oh, really?
Because they're really, really, really super high-tech people. And they're super millennials.
Right.
And I know that when you have a business like mine for years and years and years, and not only business, just life, what do? You just get into a routine. Well, that's the way I always did it, right? Because that's the easiest way to say, to justify whatever it is you're doing. Well, I suspect really in my business, internal systems, et cetera, there's probably a lot of stuff that we could be doing more efficiently, more effectively. But because I'm not a millennial and I'm not looking at it in that way, or I don't have the skills, I'm the first person to say I don't have the skills to do. In fact, The higher the title I get, the less I seem to know, you know, what everybody else is doing, you know what I mean?
Well, it goes back again to they need us and we need them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because really, we do need them. I can't even tell you some of the apps that are out there that our kids are using every hour of the day. We don't even know they exist all the time.
We have
to learn about this.
I think attending Maria Simple's session on using technology to build your personal brand will be really excellent.
April 25th at Hawk Point.
Exactly.
Yep. Register online at the 100-chamber.org website. Go ahead.
Okay. And then the third session that you can choose from is with Rena Kamens. And Rena's presentation is on professional development and continuing education. That is close to my heart. Oh, my gosh.
She came in here a couple weeks ago,
you cannot continue to be a success in a career if you do not practice professional development and continuing education. And in many ways, I so regret not doing more of that. And I've done a lot of it, but not doing even more of that along my way. And I think it does help you to kind of keep from what I just said that you do sometimes is you just get into your rut.
Right.
And if you continue to do the professional development and continuing ed, that really helps you get out of that rut.
Well, even just going to this event.
Oh, that'll help you get out of your rut.
Yeah, that's development, personal development.
And they have a bar.
Yeah. Really? All right, I always knew I was coming, but I'm going to stay a long time. I'm going to block off the afternoon.
Always.
That's so fun.
Always.
You're too fun. Ann Thornton here, MSI, Plumbing and Remodeling. She's on television all the time. What? Tell us a little bit about your business so everybody does know.
Sure. MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We do plumbing and remodeling, but it's really super more than that. The remodeling is your typical bathrooms, basements, kitchens, additions, etc. Our guys do beautiful work. And in addition to that, we do building repairs. So if you have a roof leak or a window leak or a door that's not closing or, you know, simple as that. Painting, etc. We also do that on an as-needed basis.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the plumbing supports, obviously, the remodeling. So if we're working on your master bath, it'll be my plumbers who plumb your master bath and then put the fixtures in, you know, when we're at the end of the project. But in addition to that, I have four or five plumbers that work for me. It's the time and materials type work. It's the water heaters, the leaky pipes, the, you know, toilets that don't work, people who need water conditioning, et cetera. So we keep, that's really a...
Everybody
I've created a machine and I have to feed my machine. You know, when you have employees...
Right. Such a responsibility.
It's such a big responsibility. Yeah. You know, I have 23 employees. That's 23 families that are depending on me, you know, to make sure that their family member is employed and gets the hours in and is paid and has the benefit, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Terrifying.
It is. And sometimes I wonder, who put me in charge of this?
Wow. You know, Anne, I've talked to you so many times about so many things, but we never talked about that before. And, that is really something to consider.
It is terrifying. Yeah. Sometimes. It is.
Right.
Oh, no doubt.
Especially because your company is how old now? Because you made it through
30,
all
yeah,
this 2008 30, and the yeah. disasters of the last 10 years.
Yes.
Wow.
I have a whole philosophy on that, too, why we would still be in business as well. But
let's hear.
Well, it's basically because we've chosen to live small. I mean, here we are in Hunterdon, in the ever-abundance. And, I mean, some of the homes we work in are multi-million-dollar beautiful mansions. And I mean, we have all ranges of people, of course, in Hunterdon. But, you know, there's a high percentage of affluent people here, right?
Right.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And, but for us, when you have a small business like we have for the last 30 years, in order, if you want to stay in business, and I tell this to young entrepreneurs all the time, you have to live small. I mean, I still live in the same ranch house. I do finally have a beautiful kitchen that I got 5 years ago, but I lived in it for 25 years with a 55-year-old kitchen.
There's
okay,
sacrifices so, there,
right?
Mean.
And I still live in that same house,
right?
Because time is more important than money or big houses or anything to me. So to me, it was always important to always know that we would have the flexibility to ride those storms. And believe me, when the recession came, that was hard. Even though we're not in the brand new construction business, people would put off doing this remodel.
Obviously,
you can't put off if your water heater breaks,
right.
Your water heater.
Right.
But there are things you can put off, right?
Right.
So a big part of it is living small.
Right.
And
That's beautiful to hear.
Yeah.
We never got on the subject before, but it's usually the other way. Everybody I call, I'm not the only one who calls, but the posers.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's trying to show off everything.
Yeah.
But like you said, when this all happened, you're like, let's just get through it.
Yeah. Well, that's
let's
been
tone
all,
it down
yeah.
and get it done.
Yeah.
And then I totally relate. I mean, I'm giving you the respect that you deserve as being fearless in this regard, because like, again, the responsibility for providing for 25 families and to make sure they have dinner on the table and the necessities that they need. And then on top of it, you even go into the helping the hunters and stuff to hungry. Tell about that.
That's a charity foundation that we started 17 years ago, and it's called Hunters Helping the Hungry. It's statewide, and they basically, hunters participate by donating the venison that they would harvest, and it goes into the food bank system through an authorized butcher. And they butcher the meat at a reduced rate. Mm-hmm. And it goes into the food bank system of Norwest Cap. So it goes to church pantries and soup kitchens and all kinds of places throughout New Jersey. And in 17 years, we've served over 1.5 million meals.
I love that
story.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And people
just
out
last
there
weekend,
listening.
They did a fundraiser at an archery place down in South Jersey, this whole fun thing. That, you know, 50 guys that paid. Anyway, they made... I think they came away with like $1,500. Well, you get 4 meals per dollar. So in one weekend from that, it's kind of small event, we'll feed 6,000 meals.
That's just extraordinary.
I know. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a commodity that, you know, people in the food bank don't get much meat. So,
right.
And it's
right.
very high, you know, high protein, low fat meat that is really it's a wonderful program. It's got it's all volunteer. There's no paid staff. We run it out of our office, and then there's volunteers from around the state that, you know, work with my husband. Les Giese is the one of the founders, and, you know, basically runs it with his other board members. And they do all kinds of fun events. You know, they do a striper fishing trip. They do a clay shoot. So huntershelpingthehungry.org if anybody's interested. But again, getting back to small business, for me and my family and our business in Hunterdon County, we built a business that we could integrate into our family.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just always everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, when my kids were small, I worked less because I could.
Right.
You know, I had flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the kids are grown and gone, I work way more, which is great,
it
too.
It is.
I feel like
I have more energy like you.
Yeah.
You are like a total, like, you know, rocket fuel.
Yeah,
that's, you
got
to
exactly.
know Ann Thornton to really feel the energy. We can see it in the commercials, I think, if you watch it for MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. But, yeah, really. But, I mean, you have so much energy, and you are all over the place. Like, I've run into you so many
places.
And
that's
and
the other thing I would tell
special.
Women in business is to kind of chill a little bit, because you can't have it all at the same time. You have to look at your life that's coming at you
if you remember last year when I spoke at the Women's Business Forum, I talked about this.
That was the best presentation.
Yeah, you have to, you know, make the base your decisions on what's best for you and your family right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to change, mm-hmm. and you have to face the fact that you cannot have it all at all the same time.
Right.
No one can.
Right.
It's impossible. It's not even. Why would you want it?
Right.
So you have to, you know, carve that out for yourself. And you know, I think the challenge for women and all of everyone here in America for our business environment is to figure out a way that women and families and men and families can have that flexibility in the workplace to be able to kind of come in and out. Because, you know, you have children. Mm-hmm. They need attention.
Right, right.
Or else they're going to grow up to be only who knows what, right?
Right, right.
So we have to figure out a better way so that women don't get demoted or women don't get the promotion that they need if they've come in and out of the workforce. There needs to be more identification for that.
Yeah. What about, like, you're a business owner, entrepreneur, and so am I. And so I'm interested in your observations of those that are working for others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like your employees. And corporate employees and so on that are, you know, certainly going to be attending this summit on the 25th of April at Hawk Point. It's the 8th annual Women's Business Summit. You can register online at thehundred-chamber.org. And Thornton is my guest here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and we're talking about that. What kind of, like, as an employer and observationally to the corporate world, because mm-hmm. you're a small business,
mm-hmm.
do you have any insights as to what could be changed, what should be changed? Again, specifically with women who are in, you know, positions where they're not the owner of the company. Mm-hmm. They have to follow the rules.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, they need more flexible rules.
Do you feel that this cause that you're championing, and I'm part of that as well, is making any progress?
Oh, I do believe, but yes.
Tell us.
Absolutely.
Tell us.
I can tell you. Last September at the NJBIA Women's Conference mm-hmm. that Michelle Sirkirko's group puts on.
Yeah, so great.
They had a speaker who was, I want to say he's the head of PSE&G. I mean, he was some really big monkey, really big guy, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, right. thousands of employees or whatever. And it was interesting to hear him talk about it because he was a real proponent of supporting women and having that up, and men, you know,
right.
with families, that having the flexibility and, you know, no repercussions
what
if you come
saying?
In. He was saying that they were trying to implement those kinds of programs, you know, within.
And he wasn't just talking?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was just talking.
I'm taking your word.
I
believe that you know when someone's talking fluff.
Right,
and
right,
so
right.
I'm really interested. I've been trying mm-hmm. for so long, I think our listeners are too, trying to find some witness to this exact thing.
Right.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Come on, go tell us more.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really great. Go ahead.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we had more time.
No, we have three more minutes. And then we have a quick break.
Yeah, as far as women that work with me, you know, again, I'm all about flexibility.
Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, there's work that has some, you know, there are jobs for me, being a small business, that, you know, working from home, it's just not going to work.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
you have to physically be here,
right.
period.
Right.
But any job that's not like that, if, you know, if there's an opportunity to do that or they need the flexibility, then I'm all there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want longevity, mm-hmm. you know. I want this person here with me, especially if it's somebody I really want
right.
to stay with
and
me.
And some people are really seriously better working in their own house, in their own place, in their discipline. I mm-hmm. used to work for Disney, and I worked from home, telecommuting from the LA marketing office. And I've always worked for myself, really, you know. So when the company, when I actually went to work for them, you know, it was back in the time where telecommuting wasn't really that great, but they needed the position that I was doing, with the work that I was doing. And I remember at so many different situations there where that they found people who they actually felt did a better job. Had, you know, we were going to meetings and they were saying, you know what, we're figuring this out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just makes more sense.
Sure.
It's fine. So when someone comes to you for a job, tell us a little bit about, like, what you're looking at, especially when it comes to women, like, to be able to afford that flexibility that you want to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can give you an example. I have a woman that's worked with me for 3 or 4 years, and she wanted to set up her position so that she was off on every Wednesday because she had a commitment at her church that she wanted to continue.
Nice.
And the job that she does, it was perfectly fine to not be there on Wednesday.
So just to ask,
if you don't
get.
You know, oh my gosh, there's another one of my pet peeves. That's right, be bold and ask.
That is it, because I'm telling you, most people don't ask.
And then it, they just, and you just start off. And
especially women, they just don't ask.
Well, that's funny, because I have a guest that comes on regularly. His name's Bart Jackson, and he was here with me last week. We were talking about, instead of talented people, impossible people, some of the traits and stuff. And it, the number one worst thing, a fact, that women do is that they always say, "I'm sorry."
Oh, that's the worst.
For not even being sorry.
Right.
That's what I know we do that. It's mm-hmm. so bad. But yeah, like I agree with you. Like if mm-hmm. you don't tell, if you don't have the courage to ask mm-hmm. for what you want.
And not apologize for it before you ask.
Yeah, like, "I'm sorry, but I want to ask you if I have off Wednesdays." You're like, "Go for it. I don't need you on Wednesdays anyway. You don't ask, you don't get." I love that.
Yeah.
Also, because in trying to encourage our listeners out there how important it is and that's why these leadership summits are happening, is to get women to not say "I'm sorry" and to ask, really.
Yes, like, absolutely.
There so are important, some, because you start off as a, if I were coming to work for you and I knew that I wanted to attend my church on Wednesdays and I didn't ask you, then on Wednesdays I'm going to be like pissed off all the time mm-hmm. and angry rather than just happy. And for you, you're wondering what's wrong. You don't even know what's wrong because I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the whole last thing is...
Yes, real quick. Okay. Real quick commercial. And then I want you to just continue, okay? This is Talented People special episode. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Ann Thornton is our guest in studio today. And we're talking about the 8th Annual Women's Summit coming up on April 25th at Hawk Point Golf Club. And you can register online at 100-chamber.org. And also, there are sponsorships available. If you go to the website, you can look it up and see if you qualify. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, we're back. It's Talented People, special episode here. My guest in studio is Ann Thornton. Thanks for listening and making our show so popular. We really appreciate it. So, Ann, tell us more. You were about to tell us more about you as a boss and some of the observations that you've had.
Well, we were talking a little bit about women's hesitation to ask, mm-hmm. whether it's asking for time off or the raise or different assignment or whatever it is. And most women, I think that it has to do with confidence. And actually, it's really more about tactics. It's about saying to yourself, like we were just talking about when you enter the room, mm-hmm. Expressing, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you." It's about putting that out of your head and practicing it. It's no different than me. I'm a wannabe artist. I'm a horrible copying artist, okay? But I took some classes where I actually learned some tactics, real physical things that I could do to actually make me look like a presentable artist, okay? It's not because I have any talent. I totally recognize that. I got no problem with it. But I actually learned some tactics that could make me look like I had some maybe talent.
And so I'll add to that real quick, because I know, do you know Valentina from the Hunger Academy of the Arts?
From the Art Center.
She was on the show. She was award-winning, as you are. Mm-hmm. And what she said, which was one of those, like what you just said, is something like an aha moment for me. She said that everyone can sing. People don't, they'll go, I can't sing. She said, no, it's about finding the song that you can sing.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, wow, same kind of thing. Was the coolest thing.
It's the same thing for women, learning how to speak in a way that is less gendered or less apologetic or more or stronger or more confident or leading, etc. Those are things you could learn. That you practice in front of a mirror. You rehearse.
I love you.
And if you're not willing to put the time in, then, you know, whatever.
You're lost.
Then you stay minor in some minor job. But if you are willing to put the time in and learn those tactics, it will change the trajectory of your career.
It will. I agree. And what about, okay, so back to what you're talking about. As a business owner providing for 25 families in the New Jersey area, that's just awesome. What about that? Like when you're talking about asking for a raise, if it's asking for a day off, how does, as the boss... What do you observe? What has been like the most effective employee that you've ever had that did it right? Hopefully, if it was a woman's situation, that'd be great. But just a tip, and then also same with like the vacation and stuff. As your seat, when someone comes in that office, they're terrified.
Yeah.
How do you
and some people do are terrified of me. Believe me, there's a running joke that I make men cry, which I do, but they deserved it.
Well, you also said something here on the show about 3 years or 2 years ago that I also think of as one of the most amazing things I've heard on my shows over all these years is when you've said, as a business owner, your job is to make sure that that person who's handling the plumbing or remodeling at MSI does it right the first time. Because for you as the business owner, just sending them back the second time,
lost money.
You lost it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And take your time.
You know,
do it right.
Seriously is like a tagline for you in the quality area. And it just makes so much sense. We love to hear that from the owner of the company.
Yeah. But I mean, being an owner of a company, it's all about communication with your employees so that they know what to expect. I mean, I have a really open door policy. And you hear me. I mean, I'm a former educator and counselor. I love to commiserate with my people, talk to my people, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, it's just about making them feel comfortable that if, you know, that we're there to, you know, we expect them to give their all when they're, you know, on the time clock with us. And if they need whatever they need, we're there to also help with that.
This whole conversation is something I believe is invaluable.
It makes for a longevity in employees for sure.
Which is the bottom line. It's like, please don't leave me.
Right.
Give it your all and I'll give it my all
too. You know, exactly.
That's like the perfect situation.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
It's hard though because there are so many people who are not like you. And that's where it gets real up because you can have a terrible boss and someone who's not looking out for the balance, the flexibility.
Yeah.
And at that point, what is your advice to those people who are in those positions with a boss that's just not going to give them anything?
You better get into your professional development and start looking for another job.
Absolutely. Get out, right? It sounds easy or hard or whatever it is, but it is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right to be so miserable.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for people who are in that position.
One of the things, as you know, I'm developing this speaking career, and one of the concepts I came up with hold on.
By the way, out there, if you're listening and you want Ann to come to your, you know, venue or whatever you have, maybe speak with your employees or speak with anybody, she's available because she's got her book coming out. It's so exciting. Tell us about the book.
The book is called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement, Professional Tips to Maintain Your Home. And basically, it's a book filled by trade with every tip about your home, and particularly it's aimed at women. It's everything plumbing wise, electric,
I can't
carpentry,
wait to read
it just goes on and on. It's got some interesting disaster stories, disaster zone stories, which are good, but and a lot of visuals, and I think it's going to be really great. But one of the speeches or presentations, if you will, speaking topics that I was that I'm looking at doing is using your entrepreneurial qualities in your corporate job. So figuring out what makes an entrepreneur successful and trying to mimic those traits in your corporate job.
Tell us some.
Well, you know, just the I own this project, you know. I own this. I'm proactive, you know. And one of the things that I've tell almost everybody I know is that it's like you have to make a business plan for your life. Don't let life just happen to you. I got into saying that with all my exchange students. That's a whole other life. I've had all these Rotary High School exchange students over the last 10 years, like five of them for a year each. So when you have a 16-year-old in your house for a year, no, they become like your kid.
I'm literally sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
I'm into this conversation.
I've done a lot of mothering. But and to all of them, I say, don't let life happen to you. So coming back to your question about the corporate woman who's not getting what she wants out of that, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Don't let life, this is just happening to you. What are you doing to prepare to get out of it? Where's your research on that new idea you had or that new company you want to go to or this new career I need? What do I need to do? You know, enough with the whining.
Right. And I get, you know tell me something.
Really?
Yeah.
The world of the internet where you don't even have to leave your desk.
You don't. And you know what you could do? You can also, like, literally, with social media, you can look to any person anywhere and go straight to them directly and say, hey, I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
Here's my resume or whatever. Right. Whatever you want to do.
That's another thing is I'm always, it always amazes me that more people don't come to and want to talk to me about, and people do. But, and I love that because that shows me that you're really interested in doing what you're doing or whatever it is, right? Do you know Marie Andes? No. She's got a fitness studio here in Flemington.
I need
several
to
years ago.
I don't know.
Multiple
her,
years.
But I need to know her.
Yeah, several years ago, she had seen me at, I don't know, some event or something. And she did ask if she could come over and talk to me, which was, you know, I was like, yeah, come on.
Right,
I'm a teacher at heart. I love to, you know, to give out information. And so she came over, and we had a wonderful talk. I mean, by the end, we were both in tears because, you know, again, I was saying to her, because she was having the, you know, I want to start this business, but I have these small children. I don't know, you know, about all these challenges.
Does she want you to kind of mentor her?
Yeah, and just give her advice. You know? And that's when I said to her, you know, look, we can't have it all at the same time. Once you recognize that, recognize that, you know, you're going to be able to compartmentalize how you're going to make this work, et cetera. And that woman went on to create, she's got her business, it's successful.
Aww.
And every time she sees me, it's very sweet, you know.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's because she took the extra step to come, and not just me, I'm talking about anybody.
Right, going back to the leadership. So
right, that she took an extra step.
Take a step, reach out, and I want everybody out there to know as well. Like, it's amazing to me. Last year was my first year going to that event. And I can tell you that there's probably 10, 15 women that I met that day that I'm like so tight with this year. And they're like you. Like, yeah. You know, it's like
me.
You are. And like, yeah. and the network is so, so fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, it's the development side, the different breakout sessions, the presenters, just knowing the women. Just come with us. Join us on the 25th of April at Hawk Point Golf Club. You just register for the 8th annual Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Women's Business Forum online. And again, Ann Thornton has scholarships, they're called, actually. She's subsidizing the cost for nonprofits that want to come up to 10 or to students. Mm-hmm. And you could just go to the website and check out that that link and then apply to have your own, you know, VIP pass, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Ann, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll have you back again soon, and we can't wait for your book. And for you all out there, thank you so much for listening into our special episode of Talented People today. And we will have the same tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with our local entrepreneurs that are really literally like just kicking it like out of the ballpark. So have a great night, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Chilly reception in Russia today. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At the top of our agenda is the creation of great high-paying jobs for American workers.
Jobs on the mind of President Trump as he meets with CEOs.
We've created over 600,000 jobs already in a very short period of time, and it's going to really start catching on now because some of the things that we've done are big league and they are catching on.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking Russia to task at the G7 summit for their failure to stop Syria from using chemical weapons.
It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent. But this distinction doesn't much matter to the dead.
Details coming out about the gunman who walked into an elementary school in San Bernardino, California, leaving three dead. He reportedly had convictions for domestic abuse. Get more news online.